Welcome back to Squared Sports Podcast. On the host is Podcast Lane Frank. We're in episode 172. Yes, we're 172 episodes through, and I got an action-packed episode planned for you. It's full summer season, everybody. We're into June. We got the NBA Finals set, French Open. We're into the quarterfinals of that. Justin Jefferson just broke history in the NFL, and we got some great summer stuff in MLB. Stay tuned for action-packed episode 172. So let's start off episode 172, how we always do, with the headlines in the NBA. First thing in the NBA, and obviously the main thing in the NBA Finals is set. Dallas versus Boston, everybody. This is going to be an elite matchup. You have Porzingis versus Kyrie. You have Celtics fans versus Mavericks fans. You have Kyrie versus the whole entire Boston fan base, whole entire city of Boston. This is set up to be an incredible series. I can't wait for it. You're just going to have to wait to see my prediction, though, later on in the episode. One more thing in the NBA I wanted to touch on. Troy Weaver, GM of the Detroit Pistons, out after just a few seasons. Really has done a poor job, I would say, as GM of the Pistons. But again, really hasn't been given a great opportunity. They missed that number one pick back-to-back years when they had the best odds back-to-back years. So you could have had Wemby on this team. You could have had a very bright future. Instead, Troy Weaver out as GM. Some bad mistakes on his part. Detroit sports just looking terrible right now outside of Detroit Lions. Even Spencer Torkelson out in MLB. But yeah, NBA Troy Weaver out as NBA GM for the Detroit Pistons. In the NFL, not too much news in the NFL, except for the league's best wide receiver becoming the highest paid wide receiver today. Justin Jefferson signs his mega 4 years, $140 million deal, $35 million a year, becoming the highest paid per season player outside of a quarterback in NFL history. Now, is he worth that? I don't know. But Justin Jefferson is surely one of the best players in our game, and he gets a massive deal from the Vikings. Does this say they have confidence in their new quarterback, JJ McCarthy? I don't know what does. This is a great signing right here. Justin Jefferson, you're going to have the connection JJ to JJ for years to come. JJ McCarthy, Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson broke down the NFL world on Monday morning. Over in the MLB, Aaron Judge is still raking out Oracle Park, where he's crushing Giants fans' hopes and dreams. They once thought for 20 minutes that he was going to be a New York Giant. Instead, Aaron Judge, still a New York Yankee, and he's hitting bombs out there in Oracle Park and the Yankees uniform. Bit of a slow start. Nice cooking, everybody. Looking like a true MVP contender. Now let's talk about something a little more serious in MLB. There's this dude in MLB named Tucapita Marcano on the Padres. Actually played here in El Paso at AAA a few times. Wasn't a great player. Decides, okay, I'm going to break the MLB world. I'm going to decide to gamble. Gambles on MLB games while he's injured for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And now we've got a big, another scandal on gambling. Is gambling ruining sports for the fans? For the players? I don't know. But this shows something right here. First is Jonte Porter. Now it's this guy, Tucapita Marcano, on the San Diego Padres, caught up in a gambling scandal. Betting on MLB games? Leave your thoughts on that in the comments. Now for my New York Mets, it's sad, everybody. Maybe I need to start betting on them to lose every game, even though I'm only 16. It might work, everybody. They're playing terrible right now. It seems like every game New York Mets get a lead into the eighth inning, and they end up losing that game. Now I want to point something out right here. Going into last season, the Mets went two full seasons, while having a lead in the ninth inning and not losing that game. Where you went to the ninth inning with a lead and not losing that game because they had great closer play in 2022, 2021, and a little bit of 2023. That stat has fallen off a cliff, just like this bullpen has, just like this team has. Every game, it seems like New York Mets have a chance to win it, and then they lose it. There have been five times this season going into Sunday where the New York Mets had a lead in the ninth inning and they lost it. Right as Mets announcer Gary Cohn said that, Ketel Marte hit a home run to give that lead to six. Six games now where the Mets had a lead in the ninth inning and lost. Despicable. It's horrible as a Mets fan. I hate it. One more thing in the MLB. Spencer Torkelson, 2020, number one overall pick, really got called up too soon in his career, I believe. Played the 2021 season in MLB. Didn't play incredible. You know, but there's still hope for him. Had a really good end of the year last year. And now this year, Spencer Torkelson has been sent down to the minors. It's tough to see for Spencer Torkelson. But again, when you're the number one pick and you're a first baseman and you need to produce, you're not doing it. Out of a pretty solid draft class, it's tough to see Spencer Torkelson struggling in his MLB career. If you're in year four of your career now and getting sent down, pretty tough stuff. Tigers don't know how to draft. Detroit, like I said, Red Wings struggling. Tigers struggling. Pistons struggling. Only one not struggling, Detroit Lions. But yeah, tough stuff right here from Detroit Tigers. We'll talk about them more later on the episode on the round basis. But Spencer Torkelson out on Detroit Tigers 26-man roster, down AAA. And one last thing in the MLB, and I think this will make a lot of fans happy to close out these headlines. Angel Hernandez has retired, or pretty much been forced out of the MLB. The league's worst umpire. The sports world's worst official, most hated official, most notorious, infamous official, Angel Hernandez is gone. It's great to see you right there. I don't like to rag on referees much, but I'm going to do it right here with Angel Hernandez. Gone as an MLB umpire. He likes to complain a lot. He's gone. Done as an MLB umpire. Been an umpire forever, it seems like, since the 80s, I believe. Whether it's a forced out by the MLB or it's a retirement by Angel Hernandez part, is good for the game of baseball. And that's about for the headlines this week. Now, my take of the week. This week's take of the week is about the man I just talked about in the NFL. The NFL's happiest man today, Justin Jefferson, everybody. Now, Justin Jefferson, one-star recruit out of high school, goes over to LSU, doesn't play much his first 2 years. That's 2019 season for LSU, and he has an incredible year. Incredible year. Puts up about 4 touchdowns in the first half of that Sugar Bowl. Plays great for LSU against Oklahoma. Has a great championship game. And he goes on to be selected by the Minnesota Vikings. Have a great rookie year. Have an incredible second year. A little bit of an injury-riddled third year. And that good year again this year, but with some injuries. Justin Jefferson is still one of the best talents in our game. I just don't know if he's worth the largest contract in NFL history for a non-quarterback. Now, I agree. Some of these quarterbacks who are higher paid than him don't deserve those contracts, including my guy, Daniel Jones. Doesn't deserve it. Carson Wentz, when he got his, didn't deserve it. Does Justin Jefferson deserve his? Probably not, but he's re-signing the whole market. He's an incredible talent. I just think it puts a lot of trust into Justin Jefferson and the Vikings, because now it's different. This season's not going to go well for the Vikings, in my opinion. You have J.J. McCarthy, you have Aaron Jones, and you have Justin Jefferson. They're going to try to run the ball a bunch of Aaron Jones, and I hate to say it, he's injury-prone. Might get some injuries in there. You're going to have to throw the ball more. You're relying on a rookie quarterback who didn't throw the ball much in college, J.J. McCarthy, to throw it to Justin Jefferson. How many catches is he getting a game? 4 to 5? How many targets? 4 to 5, probably around also. This isn't going to be a great year for Minnesota because J.J. isn't ready. They won't have a significant or a consistent running game yet. And the receiving core, Justin Jefferson, outside him, it's not much. So what I'm thinking is, they did this extension, they want panic mode because they're thinking, if we don't re-sign this year, he's going to ask for a trade this offseason and it's going to be a big issue, but now he's got his money. Now he doesn't care what happens. Now he has to continue to build with them. Maybe getting rid of Kirk Cousins has something to do with that. Justin Jefferson gets his money. I'm just not sure if it's worth it. I think it's smart and dumb on the Vikings' part. Because smart, because you might lose out on generational talent. Dumb, because that's a lot of money to be paying a non-quarterback. When J.J. McCarthy is a superstar in 4 years, you need to be paying him a $200 million contract. What happens to Justin Jefferson? What happens with some of the other superstars on this team? That's what I'm thinking right there. That's Power for Take of the Week. Now, top five. This week's top five is the top five NBA Finals of recent memory. Now, let me remind you, everybody, I was born in 2008. I am not going to talk about your 2003 NBA Finals, your 2001 NBA Finals. We're not going to do that. We're going to go through the top five NBA Finals of recent memory. Let's hop into it. So, for you people expecting me to say Bob Cousy back in the day, it's not happening. Number five, the 2019 NBA Finals, Warriors versus the Raptors. Now, this series only went to 6, but it was monumental for the whole entire country of Canada, for Kawhi Leonard's career, for Kyle Lowry. Really significant right there. Take down the world champions, Golden State Warriors, stop that three-peat. Great final series that was. Every game was intense. Number five, 2019 NBA Finals. Number four, this one also went to 6 games, but I loved it, and I think I got a lot of great reasons to back it up. The 2021 NBA Finals. Suns versus Bucks. Suns go up 2-0. Bucks win it 4-2, winning 4 in a row. This series brought back sports because it was COVID. Not many fans were in stadiums. Then the NBA playoffs come around. People start hopping back to stadiums. And then the NBA Finals happened. Suns versus Bucks in late July. It's a bit of a different experience, and I loved every moment of it. It was a great series. 2021 Finals, bringing back sports to the real world a little bit after the whole COVID pandemic. 4, 2021 NBA Finals. Number 3, that's the oldest one on here. I know I was 2 years old when this happened, but looking back on it, even when I didn't watch it then, watching it now, Lakers-Celtics 2010 NBA Finals, you have the rivalry, you have the rematch the year before, goes 7 games, so the Lakers were victorious. Kobe Bryant getting his last championship. 2010 NBA Finals is at number three. Number two, and second best on this list, the 2013 NBA Finals. Now, I actually do remember this final series, really what made me an NBA fan, made me a LeBron fan at the time. Not saying I'm a LeBron super fan anymore. Heat versus Spurs 2013, the Ray Allen shot, even looking back on it now, when they thought they weren't going to win that series, Ray Allen winning that shot, then getting Heat back-to-back championships. Heat versus Spurs, 2013 NBA Finals, number two. Next year, we had 2014 Finals. Spurs came out victorious, but 2013 was a great series. Went to seven games. 2013 NBA Finals is at number two. And number one, you know what this is. This could be considered not just the greatest NBA Finals of all time, not even recent memory all time. This could be considered the greatest final series in any sports history of all time. It's the 2016 Warriors vs. Cavs 3-1 comeback. Everything boils down to this. Draymond suspension, 73-9 season, unanimous MVP, LeBron, Kyrie, the shot, the block, everything. The game seven, intense, everybody. And I saw something interesting the other day. I was looking at the box score of that game seven. Draymond Green had 33 points. 33 points in game seven. They had a clear play on the Cavs, let Draymond cook, and everybody else would do poorly, and it worked. 92-89 win. I still remember that Kyrie shot vividly. Even though I dislike Kyrie, I love LeBron at times, at least when he was on Cleveland. Great plays he made there. Winning the championship for Cleveland. Number one, the 2016 NBA Finals. It's the best finals in NBA history. And that's about for top five this week. Now, did you know, this week's Did You Know, it's a great one. Did you know this year's Stanley Cup Finals between the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers features the two furthest north and south teams in the NHL? This is a six-hour flight between distance, Edmonton and Florida. Really ridiculous. A two-hour time change. It's a nightmare situation for the NHL to have two teams that are the furthest north and south, not just in the NHL, in all of North American sports. It's ridiculous right there. Edmonton and Florida, and they're meeting up in the Stanley Cup Finals. It's going to be a great series, but complete disaster for the NHL travel-wise, time change-wise. We'll see how this series goes. That's back for Did You Know this week. Now, around the bases, we're through another month of the MLB season, May. We're into June now, so it's time for my May MLB hot takes, our monthly hot takes in the MLB. Let's hop into it. First one I give to you right here. The whole entire Detroit Tigers organization is abysmal. Now, they're not Colorado Rockies abysmal, but they're abysmal. They gave Javier Baez the worst contract in MLB, who, even though he's having a decent year this year, it's Javier Baez. He's never going to be a superstar again, won't be an all-star again. That's my thinking right there. In 2018, actually, they took Casey Mize, the number one overall pick, in a really good MLB draft. Casey Mize, look where he is now. Nothing. Even though some of those top picks in that draft didn't pan out great, some of the guys in the later rounds are really good from that draft. Casey Mize, though, terrible pick 2018. Look at Spencer Torkelson in 2020. These guys don't know how to draft at all. Where's Jackson Job? I don't know. They picked him in 2022. They picked Max Scherzer in 2023. This whole entire organization, AJ Hinch, they don't know what they're doing. They're not winning baseball games. It's not working out. Tigers are abysmal. Another one, this hot take might make some other people mad. The minor leagues in MLB are being used less and less and less each year in MLB. What I mean by that is they're becoming less and less important because these top superstars, they're coming out of college. They're coming out ready to go in MLB. Look at Skeens barely playing AAA. Look at Jackson Holliday barely playing AAA. Look at a bad example of it. Spencer Torkelson barely played in AAA. So this hot take might make some people mad, but if you're a top prospect coming out of college, I don't think minor leagues is such a great thing or really a necessity anymore if you're a top prospect. We've seen guys make the jump straight to MLB. Look at Nolan Schoenel. Look at Wyatt Langford. Minor leagues being used increasingly less for these top prospects year after year after year, in my opinion. Next one, this one might be a little bit of a homer pick. The Mets could be an incredible team. An incredible team. This year, if they could close games out. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's 8-5 right now in the ninth inning, and I still think they're going to lose this game. When I checked it a minute ago, they had two runners on base, the Nationals, no outs. One swing away from tying it. That's just Mets baseball, everybody. Edwin Diaz can't close games out because he's hurt. Even before then, he couldn't. Adam Ottavino is absolutely the worst reliever. I can throw better than him. Brooks Raley, Tommy John surgery. That's tough right there. A few other things. Reed Garrett. I mean, just really tough stuff going on with the New York Mets right now. You hate to see it, but I love to pull up this stat. 2019 World Series champions Washington Nationals were 19-31 at one point, and they won the World Series. Mets are hovering around that area right now. I don't think they're going to win the World Series, but I still think they have potential to be a decent team this year And next hot take, and the last hot take, Luis Arraez is the most valuable player in today's game right now. It could potentially be all of Hall of Famer in his career. Now you're saying, how is he a most valuable player? He's raking 340. He's getting on base all the time. He's incredible average. He's about to win his third straight batting title. Incredibly consistent. One of the most consistent athletes in the game. It's a little bit of a hot take. Even though he's not going to win MVP, he is very valuable to any team he's on. Look at the increase the Padres have had. Look at the increase the Marlins have when they had him. Even though it's a little bit, because that's a terrible team. Still increases them. Still increased the Twins. Luis Arraez on his way to a great career, Hall of Fame career, and is one of the most valuable, if not the most valuable player in today's MLB. That's about for On the Bases. Now, everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for. My NBA Finals prediction. Boston versus Dallas, everybody. Kyrie versus TD Garden, the Boston fans. Porzingis versus Dallas fans. You know they hate him still down there in Dallas for the way that he played on that team, the way he treated that team. Luka Doncic, former co-star. Jason Tatum, former co-star, and Kyrie Irving. And for Luka, Kristaps Porzingis, it's going to be a heated series. It's going to be a great series. But let me keep my prediction short and sweet. When you think about sports, when you think about anything, you need more than one co-star. You need more than just one good player on your team. Can we consider Kyrie Irving a co-star to Luka Doncic? I don't think so. Now, if Luka wins this series, all praise to him. But I don't see it happening. I think the Celtics have talent all around the court. Look at Jrue Holiday. Look at Jason Tatum. You can look at Al Horford even. Kristaps Porzingis. Jaylen Brown. It's going to be a great series. But the Celtics end up winning it in five. This is my full-on dark prediction. Celtics stomp on the Mavericks in five. It's not going to be close. We're going to get another five-game final series back-to-back years. Nuggets won in five last year. Celtics win in five this year. Let's go Boston. Coming from a Knicks fan, let's go Celtics over Dallas Mavericks. That's about my NBA Finals prediction. Now, let's talk about my sport, my favorite sport to play. One of my favorite sports, obviously, to watch. Tennis, the French Open we've got going on right now. And I'm going to break down the whole entire quarterfinals for the men's field. Let's hop into it. First, in the quarterfinals, we have Novak Djokovic versus Casper Ruud on Wednesday. I just don't know if this match is going to happen because Novak Djokovic got hurt today against Thomas Cerundolo. And then also the other day against Lorenzo Musetti. Back-to-back five-set matches for Djokovic. I don't get how he does it. He was down 2-1 in both the matches. Comebacks to win third, fourth, and fifth set in both those matches. I don't get it. Guy's a workhorse, one of the best athletes in the world. But he's going to be going up against Casper Ruud, who's probably the best player in clay this season. It's a rematch, the 2023 French Open final from last year, so it's going to be a great match if it happens, but I think Casper Ruud wins that, and I think Casper Ruud has a great chance to win the whole tournament. We have Alexander Zverev versus Alex Demidar in the other quarterfinal. Both these guys, really, I didn't expect to be in this. I thought Zverev was going to lose to Holger Rune, the young 20-year-old prodigy today, and I thought Alex Demidar wouldn't beat Daniil Medvedev, but instead gets the best win of his career, and he'll take on the German Alexander Zverev, who really destroyed Rafael Nadal in that first round. Tough match to see right there. But Zverev, semifinalist at the French Open the past two times he's been there. I think he can do it again this year, and he'll beat Alex Demidar in that quarterfinal. Next, we have Stefanos Tsitsipas versus Carlos Alcaraz. Now, a lot of people are bringing smoke that Stefanos Tsitsipas is going to win this match right here. But let me remind you, 1 year ago today, we had this match in the quarterfinal. Stefanos Tsitsipas versus Carlos Alcaraz, and it was over like that. Carlos Alcaraz was that good in that quarterfinal match and destroyed Tsitsipas on clay, same setting, Roland Garros. Nothing makes me think that will change, even though I like Tsitsipas. I think Alcaraz gets it done and advances to semifinals of the French Open. And lastly, for our quarterfinal, we have Grigor Dimitrov, who's had a great season, going up against Jannik Sinner. It was incredible out of Italy. Sinner, a little bit injured. Grigor Dimitrov has had a great year so far, but I still think Sinner gets it done, wins that quarterfinal, goes to the semifinals. And you know, Sinner won Australian Open. If he can win French Open, there's a great chance that he can complete the Great Slam. I call it all four Grand Slams in 1 year. Great stuff going on tennis, the French Open. Leave your pick for the French Open winner in the comments. I'm going to go with Casper Ruud. Snow for Jannik Sinner, but Casper Ruud, the best player in clay in the world, gets it done, winning his first major Grand Slam. Now, at the buzzer, this week's at the buzzer is, let's talk about the biggest club in the world of soccer, and my favorite club in the world of soccer, Real Madrid, buddy. Now, I'm a bit of a bandwagon for Real Madrid, but I've been it since last year, before they won the Champions League this year. Obviously, one of the most historic clubs of all time, winning the Champions League this year. I think they've won 6 out of the last 10 Champions Leagues, but Real Madrid is on fire right now, not just in the soccer world, where they beat Dortmund to win Champions League, win another Champions League under Carlo Ancelotti. Vinny played great in that match. Jude Bellingham played great in that match. Luka Modric is going to be back for another year. But instead, they signed the best soccer player in the world, in my opinion, better than Erling Haaland, better than Lionel Messi, if you want to consider him in that conversation. Kylian Mbappe is finally head over to Real Madrid, a move that has been rumored for years of Mbappe's career. He will finally leave PSG, head over to Real Madrid. This is incredible right here, if you're going to have over there for Real Madrid. Credit to Florentino Perez, who's basically like the GM, the Pat Riley of Real Madrid. You're going to have Mbappe, who's very young, about 25, for the rest of his career. You have Jude Bellingham, who's 20, for the rest of his career, who can definitely win a Ballon d'Or one day, if not this year. Vinny, who can definitely win a Ballon d'Or one day, again, if not this year, he's about 23. This is an incredible roster. Head to toe, it's going to be a great team. I love it right here. Real Madrid won the Champions League this year. Expect them to win it and be the favorites for years to come. Maybe call it the next 15 years. European soccer is different because there is no salary cap and you can dominate the whole entire soccer world. I expect them to do that in La Liga and Champions League for years to come. Maybe we get a Super League out of this one day because this is a super team right here for Real Madrid. Congrats to the 2024 Champions League winners, signing Kylian Mbappe as well. That's about for the buzz of this week. Now, best to last question today. What is the best summer sporting event? Maybe you like seeing free agency. Maybe you like watching the Olympics, which we have this year. We got the Euro Cup this year. A lot of great summer sporting events going on this summer. Love to see it. What is your favorite, though? I think Euro Cup is going to be great, but I think the Olympics tops that right there. What a great summer of sports we have planned for this year. What is the best summer sporting event? That's my question today this week. That's Power Squared Sports and Lane Frank, episode 172. Thank you for tuning in. Follow Squared Sports on Instagram at Squared Sports. Follow Squared Sports on X at Squared Sport. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the best sports content in the world. You can also catch our episodes on Bleav Network. Go tune in there.